This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey, Mark, fake banter for the intro.
That's all I know how to do.
Great.
Good to be here.
Welcome to Tuesdays with...
Stories.
Hit her in the face with a surfboard.
And then the duck fell out of his bag.
Surf's up. And she didn't even flush.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Mark Norman and Joe List.
Yeah! This is Tuesdays with Stories, everybody.
Yeah, that's terrible.
This is supposed to be cheesy.
My radio is spitting at me.
Holy God damn! Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, to each his own. Mark Norman here, how you doing?
Oh, I'm Joe.
Yeah, he is, and this is Tuesdays. Welcome, folks. Good to be back. No guest. Yeah, we know you hate the guests, but I thought Monroe was fun.
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, so far, no tweets, positive or negative, except for Barbara Dugan, or Duggan.
Jeez Louise, she is a real fan.
She is trigger happy.
Yeah.
So many tweets, we really appreciate it. So much love and kindness.
Yeah, speaking of love, I got to give a shout. We have so many gift cards. I want to thank everybody who came out. I got a pocket full of a Chipotle plastic here.
Yeah, I'm loaded up to the brim, and I got herpes.
That's right. He does. How you doing on the outbreak?
Bad outbreak.
Still out there.
I got a crazy one because it's a long story. I'm in a bad way, Mark. We'll get into it. I'm really having a hard time. But let's get to these shout-outs first. But yeah, I had a wild outbreak. I got teeth issues. Teeth and dick. Those are like the two things you don't want fucked up.
Yeah, the two things you got to clean every day.
Other than maybe bald, those are the two worst things to have, like of shitty dick and shitty teeth. To make you really feel like shit.
Right, right.
And then this bald, and other than that, you're all right. I mean, I guess fat. I've never really been fat.
You want to be fat.
Yeah, some of those people should be fucking ashamed of themselves. But I got teeth and dick, and it makes me want to kind of kill myself.
Yeah, teeth are tough because you have to show them all the time to show that you're nice.
And
isn't
you got
that weird?
You're feeling it in your mouth. My tongue's hitting things. I'm biting. Yeah. I got a small mouth and crazy jagged teeth. I got to go back to the dentist. I think they got to take them all out. I think I'm going to be a guy with a bunch of fake teeth.
Oh, weird. Well, at least they'll be nice fake.
I guess so, but it makes me want to kill myself. I keep thinking about killing myself.
That Invisalign, though. You're talking to a guy with braces. I'm talking train tracks for 7 years. That Invisalign, that's not bad.
I had braces as well.
And, oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Oh, shit. Well, never mind.
And it was a nightmare, and then I didn't wear the retainers and or elastics and all that shit. I'm like, I'm not putting elastics in my mouth. What am I? Fucking...
That was the worst part.
Yeah, not going to do it. So I didn't do it, and my teeth went haywire. I got these wisdom teeth. Basically, I need to have my wisdom teeth taken out. I need Invisalign. I think I need another root canal. I think I need another tooth pulled. And I probably got a cavity or two.
Holy hell.
Because here's what happened. I didn't go to the dentist for 12 years.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to.
Yeah.
I'm a child.
It'll catch up.
I'm a child. I didn't want to go. First of all, I didn't have money to go.
Right.
And then I didn't want to go, so I didn't go. But I brushed and flossed. I tried to take preventative health care. That's why it's bullshit, this preventative health care nonsense.
Mm.
So I did the flossing and the Listerine and the brushing every day, 8 times a day. But I learned this. Teeth crooked is not just about the looks and the vanity. Your teeth, it's bad for your teeth to be crooked because there's more nooks and crannies.
Ah, you got nooks.
To get cavity. This stuff gets in there.
Yeah.
And it's all wackadoo. You're brushing like this, but it's all, your teeth are back, like I'm back here.
Right.
So you're not getting proper. So now I got all kinds of dead wood in my mouth. It looks like a pet cemetery.
Ah, well, is Fluffy in there? God,
I don't
miss
know.
Her.
I ate out a Fluffy one time, but I think I swallowed.
Uh-huh. Still trying to put that together.
Well, I meant she had a bush. I was going for a bush joke. I'm trying to get out. I'm suicidal over here.
All right, well, we're going to get those teeth clean and shiny and white and straight.
Tomorrow I go to therapy and then the dentist.
Those teeth are going to get no TV deal because they're going to be straight and white.
Hey, we're going to get shit for that. They don't know, these people. They don't know.
Well, it's out there, folks.
It's out there, Jerry, and I'm loving every minute of it.
But the teeth look all right from here.
Well, that's I appreciate it. I'm covering it with a microphone. But it's not about looks anymore. It's about hurt and pain.
Yeah, right.
I think
I
need another. I got a root canal. The tooth I had the root canal on still hurts, which means they fucked that up.
Right. Ah, they fucked it up.
I mean, the whole idea of a root canal is you pull out the nerves, and then it's fine. But it still hurts, which means they left some pulp, I think.
Hate root pulp.
This is nonfiction, either.
Did you get the wisdom gone?
Wisdom's still in there.
Oh,
I got to do all
God.
This stuff. Here's the thing that's tricky. Because it's not like an office job where I sit at the office and go,
uh-huh.
I can't work.
Right.
I get a bunch of teeth pulled. I talk for a living for an hour.
Yeah, you're talking right now.
So you need a fucking week off. I got to find a week off to take off.
Easter, baby.
What does that mean, Easter?
Take off Easter.
That's a one day.
Oh, you get the week.
I'm already working. What are you talking about, Easter? Like, we're comics that get Easter off.
I'm taking Easter off.
I mean, that night, I can take that night off. I can take Sunday night off. We're like, I go to the dentist on Sunday and say, give me the one day, wisdom teeth.
Come over. We'll have an egg hunt.
I don't like an egg hunt. I'm working the big hunt, April 1st.
Hey, there it is.
But I might maybe try to do next week. I have no idea. I don't know when I'm going to be able to do it. It's going to cost $1,000. Invisalign's $5,000. Root canal was $3,000. Invisalign, and then the wisdom teeth, that's going to be $2,000. I'm looking at $15,000. And,
holy moly.
And pain, agony, and then not being able to work.
We got to get a Kickstarter for those chompers.
I might get a GoFundMe Kickstarter fucking thing.
Yeah. Holy moly. You are, it just goes to show you, folks, knock that shit in the bud early.
Yes. Nip it in the bud, even.
That's the one.
You got to go, and you got to get the plan. And I quit soda. I stopped biting my nails, but it's too late. I think about this. Like, because Sarah's like, well, you floss like crazy. No one flosses like you. But I'm like, but here's the thing. You got to imagine all the Captain and Cokes I drank since the last time I've had a cleaning.
Oh, and regular Cokes.
And regular Cokes and Yodels and chocolate chip cookies every day. And here's the thing. You got to go to the dentist. They want you to go every 6 months.
Holy hell.
I haven't been in fucking 15 years.
Yeah.
Because there's things that they can get to that you can't get to with a typical brush. They got
Yes. Don't you hate that hook?
I hate the hook.
Hate the hook.
I never cared for Captain Hook.
No. He was not good. He had the ticking. Remember, he ticked.
Ticked.
No, wait. That was the alligator.
The gator. You're talking about Hook.
Yeah, the gator ticked.
Yeah, and then he fell on the guy. That movie is a little lengthy.
Yeah. Spielberg. He stretched it.
Yeah, Run Home Jack.
Remember the fat black kid who could roll?
Oh, yeah, he got the sword in the end.
That's right.
That was the beginning of this fucking, we got to give everyone a chance. Even though he's fat, he's not a leader.
No, he is not a leader.
No, don't get me wrong. A black man can lead. Obama took us to the promised land. Well, now he's going to hell.
Half black, mind you.
That's true, but this kid's, he's fat. He's going to die when he's 12.
Yeah, he's not a leader. He's a 2-liter.
Yes. Drinking a lot of 2 liters.
Soda, yeah, he's a mess. Rufio!
Latino, by the way.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, well, the O means masculine.
Hasn't been a white leader in that town, Neverland.
Well, we got Robin.
Who's, no, you're Peter.
Robin Williams.
Oh, I see. Peter. But look what happened to him, he killed himself.
That's right. You know, more white people kill themselves than any other race.
Is that true?
That's a fact-a-mundo.
Well, there's more white people.
Yeah, but I think per cap.
Oh, per cap.
Yes.
Well, but more black people get murdered, though. So maybe they get murdered before they get a chance to kill themselves.
Oh, interesting.
Or they get incarcerated.
Maybe they murder themselves. They even it out.
I don't know if that's murder.
Yeah, I guess not. What about homicide? That means you kill a gay.
That's homicide.
Oh, homicide.
That's
got
a
it.
Poison you use to rape a gay.
Yes.
You hit him with a little homicide.
It should be.
Homicidal.
Yeah.
My teeth really hurt. When I talk, they hurt. It's a problem.
Oh, no.
It's a problem. It's all the bottom row. I think maybe it's crowded. If you look at them, they're all on top of each other. I think because the wisdom teeth are blasting forward.
Right.
Now, I'm not a dentist, but that's what I'm hoping. There you go. You got to take these wisdoms out in this one tooth to make room.
Yeah.
You'll put Invisalign and...
It sucks, too, because, you know, I was sick all weekend. And you know when you're sick and your nose is running, you do all this shit, you're like, oh, I forgot what it's like to have a clear nose.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the teeth. I don't think about my teeth ever. I got solid teeth.
You got good teeth.
And it's one of those things where you're like, oh, yeah. You know when you get a cut in the back of your asshole? You're like, oh, I never realized how much I use my asshole.
Yeah, that's why gratitude is so important. But it's difficult because I'm headlining shows. So the whole time you're doing 3 shows on Saturday, back-to-back weekends with 3 shows Saturdays.
Yeah.
And that's an hour and a half plus, that's 2 hours and 15 minutes of talking. Where talking hurts my teeth.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hard to get it out of your head because you're trying to, people are like, don't think about it. Don't worry about it. You can't do it. Compartmentalize. But I'm like, but it's a continuous pain in my mouth.
And you don't have an escape, really. I got a bad week. I'm going to hit the sauce. I'm going to do some mushrooms. I'm going to go gay. You got to just soak it up.
No beers. And then with the outbreak, you can't jerk off. My dick's a fucking forest fire.
Oh, you got no vice.
I couldn't even get a hard-on. It desexualizes when you get a bad outbreak.
Yeah, I bet.
I didn't have a hard-on for 6 days. I had to work one up last night looking at People Magazine. Most Beautiful Men.
Oh, yeah. Who is it? Gosling?
Clooney. What about the year Patrick Stewart won? Big Baldy.
What?
That was a big year for the Baldies.
Oh, my God. I must have been in Canada that year.
No, it was, well, we were young, but I was into it very young. My mother always had the people in the toilet. She had a little basket next to the toilet so you could read People magazine.
Oh, I thought you meant she had little midgets down there.
No, no, no. Well, I mean, I don't know what she does in her personal life, but she's got a basket of People magazines for dumps.
Oh, that's a nice move.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Well, it's a little antiquated because now we got the cellulars.
The cell, yeah, but I don't know. Sometimes I like a magazine. I like folding that page back and dog-earing it. You can't dog-ear a phone.
No, no, you can't. That'll break it.
Well, anyways, I might kill myself. I don't know. I got to go there, and I'm terrified. I'm really terrified.
Yeah.
I am a child inside. I don't want to do a thing I don't want to do.
No. But,
and it's not going to be good.
But you got to learn your lesson if you've done it earlier. You got to just knock it out.
But I already learned the lesson.
Yeah, but you got to do the lesson now.
I don't want to.
You got to fulfill.
You got to show your work.
Aha. Boy, I hated that. Let me just cheat. I got the answer.
But the worst part about it is I had a root canal 6 weeks ago. I thought that was it for a while.
Yeah.
You got a root canal is traumatic.
Phew, I was proud of you for that.
And expensive, so I thought I was taking care of business.
Right.
And now, 3 weeks later, back.
Yeah.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
So
bad movie.
Was the root canal a bust?
Bust.
Like, was it a moot?
Oh, I think it meant like a bust, like my face or something.
No. Was it? Did it work?
I don't know. I got to go back. That's what I'm telling you. Like, it hurts to the touch. They didn't get the pulp. Is what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like this guy. It's like a bad haircut. You should be able to go back and go, hey, you fucked this up, and they go, oh, we'll do it for free.
I thought about that, but I'm like, I don't know if I want to go back to the same place because I hated my experience there.
Yeah. See, I'm too cheap. I'd be like, I don't care about you're doing it again.
Well,
I'm not going to another place.
Going to a different place, getting an assessment, and see what they said.
Ah.
If they say, hey, this is bullshit, I'm going to go back there and say, hey, you owe me $3,000.
Right.
We'll see what happens. But they're Russian, so they're a little shady. The place is probably closed up. They probably moved on now to another town.
Yeah, now they're working as a locksmith.
Yes, exactly.
Which is probably a little similar to dentistry. You're down there on your knees with a pick.
What dentist is on his knees?
Well, I got a different dentist than you.
Evidently. I'd like to get this guy on his knees and suck my dick.
Yeah.
You Russian Jew fuck.
And he'll get a herpes sore and we'll all be even.
That's not even even. Maybe it is. I don't know. Anyways, I'm taking lysine now. That's supposed to help.
Lysine.
Yes, it's a supplement, some fucking thing they put in. I've been taking vitamins, lysine, Valtrex. Valtrex, let me tell you this.
Please, I'd love to learn about Valtrex.
I want you to guess how much 6 Valtrex cost.
Well, how long do they last?
What do you mean last? You swallow them.
But you get 6 for the year or what? Like how many?
No, you're supposed to take 2 a day.
2 a day?
Yeah, dude.
Jesus Christ. Even a multivitamin's a 1 a day.
Tell me what you think a 3-day supply of Valtrex costs.
So that's 6 pills. I'm going to say each pill, $20, $120.
Yeah, you blew it. Come on now. $120.
I don't know.
It's $40.
Oh, my God.
$6.50 a pill. 1 pill.
Wow.
You buy a vitamin, lysine. You know what I paid for lysine? 100 pills, $6 at Walmart.
Oh, all right.
A vitamin costs, $8 for 100 pills?
Yeah, yeah.
This is $6 per pill.
Yeah, that adds up.
So if you want to take Valtrex to suppress, like just not an active outbreak, just suppress with no insurance, it's going to cost you $300 a month.
Holy shit.
Or $400. I don't know what the fuck it is.
But you only take it for an outbreak.
Well, no, some people, they encourage you to take it daily to suppress so you never have an outbreak.
Jesus.
So if you don't do that, you're just going to have occasional outbreaks.
That's herpes robbery. Because, like, if you're trying to be a good egg, you just got to spend $1 million.
Yeah, you got to get insurance. These pharmaceuticals, I know there's experts, people talk about this. I never pay attention to stuff. But I went to get the prescription, and I'm in Tampa at CVS. It's just bags, bags and bags and bags of pills.
Yeah.
Everybody's on hooked.
Everybody wants those pills.
They got the Xanax, the pack, but they tell you don't even need the shit half the time.
You don't need any of that.
That's what I'm trying to do is stay off the psychotic drugs there. I've used to be on Paxil for years. I'm trying to stay off that. That's why I'm getting back to therapy, trying to do yoga and kill myself. But it's fucking tricky. They want you on the pills, but you should see all the pills. Just go to a CVS pharmacy and look at all the bags waiting.
Oh, I've seen it.
It's 1,000 bags.
It's like a loony bin. You know when you go up to get your medicine and that fucking classical music's playing and they give you the little cup?
Yes, like medication time.
Yeah, exactly. But, I don't know. My therapist, Big Al, who you may know.
I'm going to see him tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this son of a bitch.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, get ready to bump into a comedian in the waiting room.
Oh, I can't wait.
But he's a good egg, and I've told him about you, which is kind of fun.
I imagine he's heard about me a bunch. Bobby and I have been in several fights.
Oh, that's right.
It's very odd.
Yeah, so it is odd.
I'm like, hey, I'm good friends with Robert Kelly and Sam Morril.
And he's like, I know.
And he's like, yeah, and I'm like, and Mark Normand and Rachel Feinstein and suck my dick. I guess we shouldn't be outing all these people that are going to therapy. Maybe they don't want to go there.
They got it in their acts. But, yeah, Big Al, I'm always like, maybe I need the Xanax. I took a Xanax once, and I was like, is this what it's like? Is this what it's like to live without anxiety? Oh, it felt so good. I was like on cloud eight. And then he was like, nah, don't do it. We'll just work through it, which I like.
Yeah.
Most guys just write you a little scribble, and then you're on your way.
Yeah. Yeah, I could use some of that Xanax because I'm having some real issues here.
Yeah, but you don't want to get hooked, fatty.
Well, I've had it before, but yeah, it's a problem. I'm having some serious problems, buddy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Right now, I mean, the teeth is, like I said, I'm hoping it's some sort of overcrowded situation, but.
You know what I was thinking? Speaking of pills, my friend was telling me he's gone Cialis now. He told his therapist, like, I can't get hard. And he's like, yeah, just take Cialis. So he's hooked on the Cialis. And I was just thinking, God damn, what did so many people are on Viagra, so many dudes are on Cialis. What did people do in the 80s? It was just like, yeah, I can't get it up. That's life. I'm ruined.
Yeah, that's why the pills were invented.
I guess, but I mean, the 80s, 70s, 60s, BC.
I know. Necessity is the mother of invention.
But boy, that thing came a week ago.
I know, but it's exciting. That's going to be...
Unlike you.
Heartbreaking. That's going to be heartbreaking when I can't get a heart on. That's a bummer. It's going to be heartbreaking for the other, too, the wife.
The lady, yeah. Well, I think maybe in the 70s, girls were just like, I tried to fuck Bob, he couldn't get it up, so I left Bob.
It's part of why the cheating happens. They need a little spice, a little spark.
Right.
People go, I can't get a heart on. I've been looking at this dumb tit for 7 years.
Yeah.
The 7-year tit.
Uh-huh. Tit for tat.
The hell's a tat?
Yeah, what is a tat? Tattoo? I'd show it. I'd get a tattoo to see a tit.
I'll tell you, did you think this joke sucks or is it gay or am I horrible? Because it's killing.
Uh-oh.
I tweeted it. I feel like it's stupid.
All right.
But it kills. And am I turning into a road hack? I've been in Tampa.
I think I know the bit.
The tattoo dick?
Yeah.
I like a girl with a tattoo because I figure if she likes needles, she'll love my dick. Kills.
I'm not into it.
It's not good, but
I'm
it kills.
Aware.
And then I go like this. Say, that ink ain't permanent unless you get it inside you. Well, killing.
Well, how about this for a tag? You can get AIDS from both.
I don't know about that.
All right.
Get AIDS from my dick or a tattoo.
Well, you can get AIDS from a tattoo. It's a needle.
Yeah, but you're probably not going to.
All right.
And not my dick. You can get herpes. That's for sure.
Well.
Don't ask me how I know.
Not my cup. I think you're better.
I know, but a tweet killed. You know, kills. It's funny. You thought of it. I don't know.
You know who else kills? Carlos Mencia.
That's true. If you're implying that I stole the joke, I don't know what's going on there.
Uh-huh. Speaking of bad jokes, boy, I was in Dayton.
Oh, I love Dayton.
Dayton, underrated.
I love it. I've been talking about it for years. That Oregon district is my favorite place in the world.
Great, great district. Had a whole snafu getting there. Got there to the airport, JFK, I hate JFK, I steal my granola bars as I do, I'm a big airport thief.
Yeah,
and
I want to talk to Al about that.
It's a problem. I only steal from corporations and businesses, I would never steal from your house or anything. But, so yeah, I'm stealing my stuff. Boom! Flight gets canceled. Ah, shit! Alright, so I see what they can do. I'm gold medallion, so they automatically put me on another flight. That gets canceled. So now they put me on another flight. So now I'm getting to Dayton at 6:40. The show's at 7:30. So I was like, oh, I should have showered. I haven't showered. I'm wearing a KKK outfit. You know, I'm just in a robe. And I'm like, oh, fuck, what was I thinking? So now it gets pushed back. I'm texting the club. Hey, I'm not going to be there till 6:40. They're like, all right, we'll pick you up. We'll bring you right to the club. I'm like, ah, fuck, okay. Now the flight's at 8. Now I'm getting there at 8:40. So they're like, oh, well, you're going to miss the show. I'm like, yeah, all right. Now I'm getting there at 10. It just keeps getting pushed back.
Oh, boy.
Finally, I land at 10:10. I spent the whole day at the airport. I was like Tom Hanks in Terminal. It was brutal.
Sometimes it's fun when you're too late, though. You can't control it. I missed the show. What can you do?
I know, but you miss the money, too. You don't get paid for that show.
Oh, they dock you.
They dock.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Doc Holliday.
Talk about corporations.
So I'm like, I could have stayed in the city. I could have, you know, gone back home and dirked around all day.
Could have dirked.
Dirk Diggler.
Dirk Nowitzki.
There it is. So now I'm pissed. I'm like, I wasted the whole day. I could have been sitting in my house. I could have been jerking off. I could have been watching TV. And
jerk off at the airport?
I guess I could, but I don't know. My pockets were too full of stolen goods.
I like to jerk off from that shoe shine thing. While he's shining my shoe, I blow one right on his head.
That's not bad. That'll get you a tip. Yeah, those little, what is that, otter wax? What do they call that shit?
Come.
Ah, got it. I think there's a word for that wax.
Turtle wax?
Maybe turtle.
Point Break. Huh? Ass wax. Remember they do the ass wax?
Sex wax.
Sex wax.
There it is. Wax on, wax off.
I watched it on TNT. They changed it to ass wax.
Ah, why? That's worse. That's odd. All right.
Well, well it's like Ted Turner.
It's like that Die Hard 3. You know, he stands on the corner with that sandwich board and says, I hate
everybody.
And, yeah, I hate everybody. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's not that, that's actually pretty normal for New York. You're like, yeah, me too. He'd probably get some high fives.
Yeah.
But that would change the whole movie. So, finally I get to Dayton.
Hey!
My buddy Chris Allen goes, I got you, fatty. He had to headline because I couldn't make it. Obviously.
He drove to Dayton, this guy?
He was the feature.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, I should have said that. He was my feature. And, you know, funny guy, good guy. So, like, hey, Chris, you're headlining. And he had a funny thing because I was like, I'm not going to make it. And he's like, all right, I'm going to headline. He goes, everything happens for a reason. And it's funny when you say that because you're like, yeah, maybe everything does happen for a reason. But it's weird when it doesn't affect you. It happened for a reason for him to headline. So you're like, oh, yeah. Well, shit, I got nothing out of this reason. I had to lose a day of work for you to get a headlining shit. But all right. So she headlines. He's on cloud nine. He picks me up. He's like, hey, all right, we're at the airport. I'm disheveled. I'm gross. I'm gay. And he's like, well, there's a house party. I mean, there's a house show. You want to go to that? I was like, yeah, fuck it. Let's go. And you know that thing where you're like, you're at the airport. You're like, I just want to go home. I want to kill myself. I want to stick a floor lamp up my ass. But then you see another comic. You're like, ah, fuck it. Let's do it.
Right.
I got that wind in me. And so we go to the house show. You know, it's 20 kids in a house, everybody smoking weed, drinking. A house party, they don't change over time.
Yes.
1941 to now, except for the minorities, it's all the same.
Yeah.
And so you show up, and there's a big mattress that says, like, gay show or whatever it says. And all the kids are going up, and I'm sitting in the kitchen, everybody's smoking, drinking. I'm putting a few back. And just a good time. We do the show, and then he drives me home. And I love mingling with the locals.
Oh, it feels good to mingle with those laid-back country folk.
Yeah,
hey,
it was right in the Oregon area there.
Love it.
And then fucking Friday rolled around, and we went to Dayton. It was good hanging in the green room, like six comics in the green room all hanging out. What do you call it? Bull session.
A bull session?
Yeah, that's what they call it when a bunch of dudes are just in there, just busting balls and blowing each other.
All these years I've been in bull sessions. I had no idea.
You've been a lot of bull.
No kidding.
You're full of bull.
I'm a straight shooter.
Bull Durham.
Oh, I love Bull Durham. That's one of the great movies.
There you go.
My God.
So Dayton was fun. It's in a mall. It's next to a Cheesecake Factory, but
I've spent time there.
Yeah. Oh, you've been to that club?
Many times.
Yeah.
Friend.
It's a good room. It filled up nicely, and the management's super cool. It's one of those, like, laid-back clubs where, like, yeah, you do your little jokey yuck-em-ups, and we'll pay at the end. Just leave us alone, which I like. And, yeah, good times. Good times. What else happened in Dayton? Oh!
Uh-oh. Here it comes.
So Saturday.
What's his name?
Chris Allen.
Ah.
He goes, you know, we should shoot some guns.
Oh, yeah, I saw this. I'm very disappointed.
And I go, I'm not really a gun guy. And he's like, oh, let's do some guns. I'm like, all right, fuck it. Let's shoot some guns. What do I care? And, you know, I'm not a gun guy, but you always think guns. A gun is such a thing. A gun. But when you actually hold a gun, you're like, this is just a thing. It's just a metal thing that you put in your hand.
Well, so anything's just a thing, sure.
Sure, but like...
So is a dick and a vagina. It's just a thing.
Remember the first time I saw a vagina, I was like, oh, it's just a part of a body. Like, you like, pussy. You know, it's a pussy. It's got so much behind it.
Yes. It's on a pussy stool.
Yeah. There you go. And you see a vagina, you touch it, you're like, oh, it feels like flesh. Oh, you know, you think you're going to see one and like a ray of light's going to go into your eyeball and you're going to, you know, shit out your asshole. But yeah, it's just a pussy. So it's kind of like that with a gun. You think it's this thing, but it's just a thing.
And it's just a thing, but it is designed for murder.
It is designed to kill, but so is lysine.
I don't think so.
That's true. But, you know, so is a knife.
That's not true.
You know, a Boeing knife.
That's not true either.
It's not designed to kill?
No.
Well, let me think of something designed to kill. Hang on.
You're going to have a hard time. They've been trying to do this for years.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
A missile, a bomb, a landmine.
All right. These are things.
Yeah, maybe we'll go down to the park today. We'll fucking grab a couple landmines, set them up around town. It'll be fun.
Hang on. Cyanide?
Cyanide, I suppose that's made to kill.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go fuck around with those on your birthday. When you turn 18, we'll get some cyanide. We'll throw it to people.
All right.
But anyways, we're digressing, and I'm going to get a bunch of flack for it. So you're playing with the killing machine.
Yes, and it's fun. And we're shooting things, and you know, it's not for me. I look like an idiot. I'm the city kid, and it's all these like fucking Ohio Midwestern guys like smirking at. Look at the New York guy. Oh my God, he's holding it all wrong.
City people hate guns.
Yeah, and right. Not a big urban thing. Not popular. But yeah, so I got to shoot an AK. I mean, it's really got some heft.
Today was a good day.
There you go. And it really really pops you. Like it's just. It's a real manly thing. You know, people are like, I feel like a man when I'm holding a gun. I feel like less of a man.
I feel so manly when armed.
Yeah. So I feel like less of a man because it's like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. This is not for me. I'm so not a man. I'm wrong. And, you know, like, it's weird when you're holding a gun and a guy's going to get behind you, like when you're helping a girl shoot pool.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got your dick in her ass and you're bending over. It was the same with the pistol. So, pretty crazy. And then there's like the gun nuts out there who have like ammo strapped to their chest and they're like hooting and hollering, woo! And one guy's shooting guns with a hand behind his back and shit. It's crazy. It's a whole scene over there. I stole this hat, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Must have been a big corporate gun store.
It was pretty big.
Oh, all right.
It's called the, I don't want to say the name because then they might charge me for the hat.
Right.
But yeah, it was a good time. You got to buy the artillery, you got to get the shells, and you just pick out a gun. You pay a $10 rental fee and you go, all right, let me try the Glock. Then you go shoot that for a while and you're like, all right, let me try the revolver.
Is it 10 bucks each time?
No.
10 bucks for one day?
Pretty much.
How long does it last?
All day.
Wow.
But you got to buy all the rounds.
The rounds.
That's how they get you.
They're probably cheaper than Valtrex.
Oh, I'm sure.
They got to be.
Yeah. I mean, a box of bullets was maybe 30 bucks, and you probably get like 60 bullets.
We need some bullet control.
Ooh.
Remember how good that was?
Yeah, that was a big bit.
Hey, by the way, can I get professional here for a moment?
Please.
Can I just digress? Anyway, you can do an 8:30 at the stand in place of a 9?
Tonight?
It would really change my life.
Hold on. Right. Am I at 9?
You're 9.
Hang on.
If you could do an 8:30, it would fucking help me out.
I don't have 9.
You just told me 9. Well, do you want to do an 8:30 spot?
At
the stand?
Sure.
All right.
Oh, I do have 9. I'm sorry.
Can you do 8:30?
I'll do 8:30.
All right.
All right, great.
You just saved my life.
What's beautiful. What's going on?
I had 8:30 at stand-up and 8:30 at the stand, so I got 8:15 here. And now I get 9. That gives me a half hour to zip down there. I moved up one here and moved back 2 there.
Yeah, that's good.
Now I get myself
stuff.
A night.
All right, great.
All right, so you're 8:30.
All right, well, that was quite the interruption.
Well, it was behind the scenes.
Uh-huh, they don't care.
They like it. They love that. Right. What are you kidding? People are thrilled about that.
All right.
They want to hear about the spot switch. It's all over here. It's great to get a behind-the-curtain comedy yada yada.
Well, here we go.
All right, get right back to where you were. The rounds cost so much money.
Yeah, rounds cost a lot of money, more than Valtrex. I stole a hat, and then I'm done.
All right, so we were done anyways.
I know, but it killed the momentum.
What momentum? It was done anyways. It was done, and they gave it behind the curtain.
I had gun momentum.
No gun momentum.
Momentum gun.
I'll tell you what the momentum is. You're revealing that you're stealing from places that aren't corporations. 10 bucks for guns? That place ain't no corporation.
That's why.
That's a small business.
That's why it's cheap. That place was loaded with people. It's on a fucking giant plan of land.
Well, they're missing a hat right now.
You got that right.
Robbery.
Highway robbery. It was on a highway.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I think Couldn't you just go rogue and start shooting at the cut? Don't you get nervous that someone's just going to go rogue and blow you away?
Yeah.
Isn't that scary to you?
It is weird. I mean, I could just turn around and wipe everybody out, but I don't know. I guess I got a nice face.
It's a wild amount of trust to put into all these human beings, these Ohio gun people.
You sign something, but that's about it.
Sign?
Yeah.
Well, I sign the fucking ticket stub when I pay with a credit card at a movie, but I'm still scared someone's going to shoot me.
Right. I don't know. Felt pretty safe.
All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah, good times.
Great oldies.
We went to the gun place, then we had Chili's after. I felt like a real American.
Chili's?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Now steal from them. Take one of the bikes off the wall.
Well, yeah, I took a couple bowling pins and a bad trumpet. But it was weird because it was me, Chris, and then Chris's friend. And the friend's like, you want to get a bite? I'm like, yeah, sure. He goes, well, there's a Chili's up the road. I remember thinking, like, are you kidding? But he lives there.
That's what they have. But if you're near the Oregon district, you got to go over there.
It was a little ways out.
They got that barbecue joint, my favorite.
Smoking?
Smoking barbecue.
I posted a pic. I went 3 a.m.
Oh, it's the best place on earth. I ate 6 meals there one time, I think. I think we talked about it.
Right by the hotel.
Yeah, and you got Emo Phillips there.
Yeah, that's right.
It's his favorite city. He had his honeymoon there. We talked about all this.
Yeah, so good time. Good times in Dayton. Had a great time. All the comics were funny. All the comics were cool. They really ball bust. If you bomb, they give you shit. It's fun over there. It's nice. It's kind of like going back to the old days when it was fun and it wasn't as busy and you weren't just constantly worried about work.
Yes.
Good times.
I'm very worried.
And then, we did all the shows, 6 shows, and we had a big celebration. We went, me, Chris, and a few other guys went to Cheesecake Factory and just had a slice of cheesecake.
Now we're talking. That's a little more, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cheesecake Factory doesn't advertise.
How about that?
Unbelievable. Packed. All word of mouth.
That place will kill you.
We're spreading the word right now. Oh, I love the 4 cheese pasta, though. I get the big dinner size.
Shit. I was more worried about my health at that place than the gun range.
But they got healthy options there.
Oh, come on.
They got 3 pages of health options.
That ain't health. That's health compared to the other pages.
What are you talking about? They got salads.
Oh, those salads are covered in cheesecakes.
You're one of these people. People do this to you. They'll go, that's unhealthy. They'll just say a place is unhealthy. I'm like, you don't even know what I'm eating. Wow. I get that with Chipotle. People go, Chipotle, it's unhealthy for you.
Chipotle's healthy.
I'm like, what are you talking about? But if you get a bunch of sour cream and cheese and a bucket of dicks, it's not healthy.
Well, any place is healthy if you go, just give me the lettuce. You can go to Wendy's and get lettuce.
But that's what I'm saying about cheesecake. They have crazy healthy meals there. They have super salads and shit.
All right.
You can order healthy at Cheesecake Factory.
I mean, I guess you can order healthy anywhere.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
That's my point.
Got it. Point made.
Thank you.
All righty. So we do the old Dayton funny boat. Then I fly down to South by Southwest in Austin, Tejas. Oh, baby. Now, I've been really boozing it up in Dayton. So I'm kind of getting that like, oh, boy, I'm getting a little road weary. But fuck it. It's Austin.
But fuck it.
What a city. So great. Just landing in Austin. First of all, 2 flight delays. Again, I'm done with American. I'm done with
you. I thought you were a Delta.
I am, but I needed these American flights just by chance. I see. Better. I went full American with the gun, and then the Chili's, and then American Airlines fucked me right in the ass. So
they stink.
Yeah, they stink.
Delta and JetBlue, the only way to fly.
I love Delta. My God.
And private.
Private's not bad.
It's pricier.
So, yeah, South By was just a dream. Everybody, is this an energy in the air? You land there. I just want to put my bag down and go play. I want to run out there. The streets are full of fun, weird hipster teenage dicks, and you just go out and run. There's girls everywhere. It's crazy.
The girls are really something there.
Woo! East Coast girls. Yeah.
Dig those styles they were.
Yeah, just a great time, and did a show in a black box, and you walk in, you don't know who's on the show. You're like, oh, hey, Tim Dillon. Oh, hey, Lisa. Oh, Bargatze. It's like, oh, man, Sean Patton. It's all your buddies.
Oh, that's fun.
It's just fun. Everybody's hanging out. Everybody's gay. It's a good time. And, yeah, then there's a party every night. They made the Velveeta room into a green room for all the comics.
Really?
And it was open bar, open food every day, and the best restaurant in town would cater it every night.
Oh, wow.
Unreal.
Better than Moon Tower.
It was a little more, what's the word? Extravagant.
Oh, really?
This year. Yeah, it was like, hey, you guys get whatever you want. You know, get all this food. It's here all day, every day, and all night. So you can just, it was like a home base.
Wow.
It was great.
Is the same time as the music South by Southwest?
What do you mean?
Is it going on at the same time as the music?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, the music's nonstop. And Minnie Tucker's there. She's taking great snaps. So it was a good group and a good hang. Mateo Lane is high-fiving everyone.
Oh, he's fun.
He's a good time. Yeah. So we had a blast there. And then we did the big laugh button show at Esther's Follies the next day, and that was great. It was like Bargatze, Al Madrigal, Robert Kelly murdered, and
oh, who was the special guest? I saw it on Instagram.
It was supposed to be Bill Burr, but something happened.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. So who was it?
So Al Madrigal did a set.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he's fun guy, but he was a little bit of a.
No, he's a great comic.
He's a great comic.
Hilarious guy. I love him. But if that's your surprise guest, people might be like, oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah.
I get that sometimes. People, you go on the road and they go, we got a special guest drop by. This guy is unbelievable. It's Joe List.
And you're, yeah, oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. Oh, boy, look at the teeth on that guy.
And the people just go, who is this asshole with herpes?
Yeah. So, good times. And then from South By, I had to go straight to Atlanta. So I'm like, this is 3 cities in. haven't been home, haven't showered, and I'm starting to get a little rough. But Atlanta, whoa, another great town. They put you in the W Hotel. I'm doing the Laughing Skull all weekend. I just had a blast, but now I'm balls to the wall sick.
Ah,
it's hit me. All the flights, all the airports, all the boozing, all the guns. I am like snotty. My eyes are watering. My throat's scratchy. I'm just swallowing jizz all day long, you know.
Hanging out with Dylan too much.
Brutal, yeah. He'll put it down the throat. And, yeah, it was ugly. I saw a lady get yelled at while she was shitting in the bathroom. The plane was, like, about to take off, and this woman ran to the bathroom, and the stewardess was like, ah! But she, like, closed the door, and she was in there for, like, 12 minutes, and the lady's like, we gotta go! We're trying to take off! We can't take off with you in the bath! She's yelling at this woman who's clearly shitting, and the whole plane knows about it. It was brutal.
Oh, man. Maybe she's having a fucking aborting a baby or losing a kid or something.
I think she was having a miscarriage or
something. A miscarriage.
Yeah, but yeah, we couldn't fly away because this woman, and she finally like walked out, and everybody's like, oh, there she is. And, you know, she's got toilet paper hanging out of her foot.
Oh, jeez.
It was rough. That was a rough moment.
It's weird, these people that can't control their shits. I mean, I've had some bad shit times.
Yeah.
But I was just with the Stone Zone, Greg Stone. And we're getting picked up for radio, 6:15 pickup, he's coming, and at 6:14, he's like, I gotta take a shit. I'm like, what are you talking about? You gotta take a shit. He's like, I gotta go. I'm like, the lady's outside right now.
These people can't plan their shits, that's why they're not getting anywhere in life.
I'm at the airport, we gotta leave for the airport right now. He's like, I gotta shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
Cork it, bitch.
You gotta cork it.
Yes.
I mean, I wouldn't call him a bitch, I mean, he's a tough guy, for
no,
God's
I'm not
sakes.
To say, he's, you know, in the expressive way, bitch.
Ah, I see, but yeah, but these shits, I mean, I guess I've had some shit, but I can hold a shit like a motherfucker.
Me too. I kind of like it.
It's fun. Well, I have a theory.
It's high. I get high off it.
They tell you the opposite in the blogs and the books, because I've read a lot about shitting. They say as soon as you feel a shit, you're going to fire it out if you're constipated. But I think you hold it.
I disagree.
It gathers.
It marinates.
Gains. Yes. It gains some stat because more little shit particles join. If I hold a shit for 2 days, I take what looks like a baby foot. It's huge. Leg.
Uh-huh.
A baby leg. A baby foot would
both
be.
Both be all right. It'd be a foot with cute little toes on it.
Baby foot's a little small. I want a big. I took one the other day. It fucking. I can't even. I don't want to describe it. We're on the air here. But it looked like a. My dick envied the shit. I can tell you that.
Well, it is black.
And green. I was drinking a lot of smoothies.
Ooh, green.
You don't want a green dick.
Yeah, no, you don't. It ain't easy being green. Although, at least it'd be, you know, good for the world.
Yes. Good for the environment.
Yeah. The big shit. I'm with you. I marinate. I let it build. And I like it. I'm at the airport. No one knows it. But I'm like, ooh, I'm holding in a turd.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of fun. You're like sitting cross-legged. You're trying to tighten up your asshole.
It feels good. You got the turtle head. The first time I heard turtle head, it's the hardest I've ever laughed in my life.
Yeah, that was a big one. Cigar cutter, I like too.
That's fun. And then Sarah's sister came up with rattling the cages, which I think is great.
Uh-huh.
I got a shit that's rattling the cage.
That's just fun. Right.
Got to get out there, you know.
Yeah, that's a good time. But how about this little nugget, speaking of shit?
All right, hit me with it.
So I get back, finally, from my excursion, my journey. The saga is over. I land in New York, and I've been in sunny Texas, you know, and I land in New York. Apparently, it was a blizzard.
There was a blizzard.
2-day blizzard. I get back. I just look out the window on the airplane. The whole city's white.
Mm-hmm.
Just white with snow. All the trees are covered. All the buildings are white. So I'm like, oh,
like
shit.
Like the good old days.
Yeah. White flight. Literally. So I'm like, oh, shit. So I land, and then you have to walk from the plane onto the little, what do you call it, jetway?
Yeah, jetway.
I got jetway, yeah.
Fell off the jetway again.
And you feel it. They feel that wind just right when you get off the plane.
Yes.
Like, oh shit, we're back in this is Tuffsville here. We're not taking. There's no more relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to go through my bag, put my jacket on. I'm like, oh shit, it's so cold. And then I get you get outside, waiting for your Uber. It's freezing, and there's snow everywhere, piles of snow. You have to like step over the slush, and you're like, God damn, New York, you got a way of really fucking me. Get back to my home finally after sitting in an hour of traffic. Finally, I go reach for my keys. No keys.
Oh, boy.
And I go, what the hell? Where the hell are my keys? So then I go, well, I must have left it in my other pants. So I open my bag up. I'm on my porch going through my bag, rummaging. I check the pockets of those pants. No keys.
Oh, boy. So you have now a porch?
Like, huh?
You have a porch?
I got a stoop.
Wow.
Yeah, stoop monkey. So I'm looking through. I'm like, oh, shit, no keys. So I'm like, that devastating feeling, like, I have to have my key. I got my mail key. I got my house key. I got my lady's keys on there. Like, oh, I need these keys. I can't get into my fucking apartment. I'm right here. I'm so close. And this neighbor comes up, and he lets me in. I go, I don't know where my keys are. So luckily, I'd given the gal friend a key to my apartment, which I was nervous about, but I'm glad I did. And she came over and let me in, and it sucks. I have no keys, so I had to take her keys and copy them. It was a whole thing, but I don't know where I called both, all three hotels I stayed at. I called Chris Allen. I had to leave the keys in your car. No keys. They're nowhere to be found.
Oh, boy. That's scary.
I think I left them at the airport.
Mm.
You know, when you put it in the bin.
The bin at the airport?
Yeah.
Oh, the slide-through thing.
Empty your pockets. Take off your belt, your shoes, laptops, out, separate bin.
Oh, you never put it in a bin. You put it in your bag. That's how you got to do it. You empty your pockets into the bag.
I didn't bag it.
That's the key.
I know.
The keys. That's the keys.
Aha!
Fun. Keys.
Look at that.
Funky.
I didn't even catch it.
Funky monkey.
Hey, a lot of keys.
I love the keys. Alicia keys.
Ooh.
Florida keys.
Oh! You are the key master.
Love the keys. I'm not driving them into the airport. Oh, that's a bummer. Losing the keys sucks, especially when you're there. There's nothing worse than being home, but not in your home.
It's a real pain in the keister.
Oh, Keystone Pipeline is a problem.
Ooh-wee. Good beer, Keystone.
I disagree.
It's not great.
No, it's not. I mean, I haven't had it in a while. Maybe I'll try one.
Yeah. Keys. So, that's a bummer, but I got to get the keys copied, so I'm back in it. But, man, I hated that. That is just a real kick in the dick. Now, what's cooking with you?
Well, I've been all over. I had back-to-back. I had 2 weeks of, like, you tell a comic, and they go, ah!
Uh-oh.
You know, it's hard to complain with comedy, especially we have a lot of listeners that are working real fucking jobs out here. They're driving trucks. They're building things, whatever you do. I don't know what people do, but they're really working, so it's hard to complain. But I had, in comedy, two of the toughest weeks you can have back-to-back. I didn't think it out. I had back-to-back Wednesday through Sunday condo gigs with 3 shows on Saturday.
Wow.
Which is that's
how many?
A tough cookie.
Holy, holy.
So I did the Zanies in Chicago. I fly out Wednesday. You got shows Wednesday, Thursday, 2 Friday, 3 Saturday, 1 Sunday in a condo.
Jesus.
It's not a bad condo.
It's not bad, and you're right in the heart of the city.
But it's a bad condo, though.
I don't mind it.
You're a little ways away.
You're in an old town.
So you're in a fun part of the
city. Yeah, you got businesses and shit.
Yeah, you got a strip there, and you can walk. You can walk downtown, which I did, which is amazing. But that condo, here's the thing. The bed is on wheels, so it pushes away from the wall as you're sleeping, and then the pillow falls down the crack. So you're losing your pillow.
I hate that.
And then there's no temperature gauge. There's no thermostat. I walked in, it was 85 degrees.
Oh, my Lord.
Legitimately. So I open all the windows, and then in the middle of the night, the heat kicks off, and now I wake up like Jay Fox over here.
Right.
Freezing. And then the ceiling is just creaking and cracking.
Oh, my God.
Which certainly you experienced if you've stayed there. It's a nightmare. Sam warned me about it, but it's worse than I realized.
So what are you doing?
And then the sun is beaming in. Well, I had the same thing I had in December. I got insomnia. I couldn't sleep for a week.
Oh, bad movie.
I got in my head and just lost my fucking mind and was panicking. I had all kinds of crazy panic. I couldn't sleep. Really losing my shit there. But the amount of fans that came out was astronomical. That's our city. Chicago is our town. It's my kind of town.
Second city.
It's
Chi-town.
Unbelievable. So many fans. So many gift cards. Got to thank Colleen and you got that gift card? Colleen and Jack? Colleen and Mark? Colleen and
Dave?
Hang on. Somebody gave us $50 gift cards each.
Dave.
Colleen and Dave. My God. Thank you so much. So many people came out. The guy Tuesdays with Photoshop, he came out.
He was there?
He's doing magical stuff.
That guy is an artist.
If you're not following Tuesdays with Photoshop on Twitter and Instagram, you're really missing out. Go check it out. They're doing great stuff.
Yes.
Or he's doing great stuff. I shouldn't say they.
What's he look like?
He's a good-looking kid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a beard. He's white.
I pictured a real troll.
No, he's handsome.
Oh, good for you. This guy can fuck.
Yeah,
good for you, Tuesdays with Photoshop.
Yeah, good guy. Maybe it's Brian or Dave or Cal or Mike. I can't remember, but something. Steve,
Benny,
Rob.
Johnson,
might have been Ben.
William.
Maybe William.
Mm.
No one goes by William, though. It'd probably be Bill or Buck.
Mm,
Mac
Keys.
Or Betty.
Uh-huh.
Keys would be a fun name.
I like Keys.
Jimmy Keys.
That works.
He was a pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays in the early 90s.
Woo-wee.
Anyway, so Chicago, unbelievable. Then I went and did Paper Machete. Have you done that show?
I don't believe I have.
I did. Well, I did Comedians You Should Know on Wednesday, which is a great show. It's
killer.
Been there for 10 years. They gave me a T-shirt, and that was great
and fun.
I had a bit of a cold I was trying to fight off, you know.
Uh-huh.
And fought that thing off. Comedians You Should Know is great. Check it out if you're in Chicago. It's Wednesdays at O'Toole's.
Mm.
Great show, great room. And then Saturday, I did this show called Paper Machete. The guy's a bit of a kook. He's a cuckoo bird, but it's this crazy show. Great guy.
Uh-huh.
And it's called a live magazine. So it's like a magazine, but it's a live show. It's at this old bar called the Green Mill, which Al Capone used to hang out at.
Ooh.
It's way up on the north side, called Uptown is the name of the neighborhood. It's the farthest north I've ever been in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go to this bar. Even if you can't do the show, go to the bar Green Mill. There used to be all these underground tunnels and shit because it's all this prohibition shit.
Uh-huh.
Al Capone would hang there. They have his booth is there. And the show, they have two stages going, one behind the bar and one on the actual stage. There's a punk band going, and there's a crazy comedian. There's a gay guy that plays these piano songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then this other comedian there, Matty Ryan, he did a thing. They do like, what do you call it? Stuff. Topical. They do like topical humor.
No. Current events.
Current events. He did a topical thing about St. Patrick's Day because it was the day of the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Ooh! Kiss me, I'm Irish.
I had two St. Patrick's Day show nights because the Saturday, March 11th in Chicago is the parade day where they dye it green like the fugitive.
Yeah, Ferris Bueller.
So that was basically St. Patrick's Day. And then the next week I had St. Patrick's Day in fucking Tampa. So I dealt with two St. Patrick's Days. It's been a harrowing couple of weeks in comedy. Plus my teeth hurt. And
yes.
Herpes. And I might be gay. I'm not sure.
I think you are.
And panic and sleep and insomnia. So anyways, I go there and it's one of these my friend Emily Clark came along and I haven't seen her in years. Great egg. Just a good kid. She drove me up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to find the guy that's running the show, but it's all these really sexy people. It's a very hip show. You got to do it when you're in town.
I'm dying to do it.
Saturday. It's every Saturday. Go see it if you're in Chicago. So I'm just kind of sitting in the audience and I'm telling like the bartender lady, I'm like, I'm on the show. She's like, just sit down. You got to sit. And I'm like, all right. So I'm sitting in the crowd just like praying this guy will find me. I'm texting him.
I hate that.
Finally, he comes and finds me. They tell me the whole story with the thing. And it's going from that stage. While they're doing performance on one stage, they're setting up the other stage. It's unbelievable. And it's packed. Packed to the gills. And I'm on the stage behind the bar. So it's almost like the movie Cocktail. You're performing behind the bar. And the bar, it's standing room only. Packed all around you. This big circular bar. And the bartenders are making drinks. And I'm standing up in the bar with a piano next to me.
Whoa.
And I'm like, this might suck. Literally, the best set I've ever had in my life.
Come on.
I'm not joking.
Is this hyperb?
This is not hyperb. The best set I've ever had because it's packed and it's all around. Like from the door over there behind you all the way through, there's 200 people packed in there. They're all at the bar. It looks like Cheers.
Wow.
And they're banging their glass.
Yeah, they know your name.
And from the get-go, it's just a murder fest. And they're just everywhere you can see. And they're right there and they're dying. And they really support you.
Holy hell. I hope when I walk in, they go, Norman.
It's an amazing show, and if they don't, you can walk off a cliff.
Aha. Clavin.
Kirstie Alley.
Yeah. Woody Harrelson.
He's great. Coach. Anyways, it's just an unbelievable set, and you're like, wow, that was amazing. And you walk out, it's 4 in the afternoon.
What?
Yeah, it's the middle of the afternoon. It's like a 2 p.m. show.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Maz Jabroni was there. He was going on later. I think they take a break in the middle of the show, but this sexy band, all these sexy people, they're all dressed in like sexy dresses and heels. It looks very old school. It's this beautiful, cool, hip show.
Wow.
So I go and do that, and I go back, and then three shows that night, and just packed. Great club, fun club, and so many Tuesdays fans.
I mean,
it's crazy.
It.
We got so many gift cards, people buying albums. People came to multiple shows.
Whoo, that's
two different people came to different shows. It is. They sat in the front row, too, so I had to, like, keep. But sometimes it's good because you keep mixing it up, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, walked around Chicago. What a beautiful fucking city. It was freezing. I walked down the beach. I was the only one on the beach. I'm walking along. The waves are crashing in off of Lake Michigan. And spectacular city. So fucking cold, though.
Yeah.
But what a great time. Then I came back for a day and a half. Get back Monday afternoon. Monday night, Tuesday morning, there's a blizzard.
Ah.
And then I did Seth Herzog's show. Great guy. The old Slipper Room there.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So I go down there, and it's that thing where it's in a blizzard all day. I'm only home for one day, but I want to do the show. I like Seth. I like him. So I go, hey, is the show still happening? He goes, yeah, the show's on. And you take the New York City subway system during a blizzard, It's pretty harrowing because all the homeless people get on the train because they need warmth.
Right.
But nobody else is on the train because it's a fucking blizzard.
Oh, no.
So nobody's out. It's a ghost town. So it was like Home Alone 2.
Uh-huh.
It's like a haunted house. So I'm on the train. It's me and like two Asian women and one gay guy down there.
Yeah.
And then this homeless guy gets on. And the train is just dragging ass. It's just stopping between stops.
Yeah.
And I'm late for the show now. I already asked to go first. You know that feeling when you ask to go first? And then you can't get to the show.
Oh, you look like a diva.
It's a brutal feeling. So, like, the time is ticking away, 8:10, 8:15, right. 8:20. I'm texting him, but he's not responding. Then this homeless guy gets on the thing, and very unfortunate man. I feel bad. He's got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. You know, tall, skinny, black guy. And, again, I have empathy. I feel bad. But he has a full shit in his pants,
uh-huh.
takes the pants off, and is jiggling, I swear to God, jiggling the shit out of his underwear.
Is that right?
And it's a reeky, stinky shit, and we're stuck between stops.
Oh.
So we're like underground, and there's nowhere to go. And it also gets a little nerve-wracking because the guy clearly is mentally unstable.
Sure.
So there's nothing stopping him from just grabbing his shit and throwing it at us.
Right,
you know,
right.
He might be, he's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So, again, an unfortunate soul. But it just fucking reeks, and it's like 8 minutes before we finally get to the next stop, and we all run to the next train. I tried to warn the people. I'm like, don't get on the train.
Right, right.
The shit in there.
Yeah, they need to learn.
And bad homeless shit, you know?
Oh, yeah, what's he eating?
Who knows? Cat shit, I think.
Wow, man, he's like Greg Stone. When he's got to go, he goes.
He went, so I went to the next car. I run over there. Then I'm sitting there, and I just hear a beer open, and I just look up. Naturally, you look when you hear especially as an alcoholic.
Sure.
So I look up, and the guy goes, what?
Whoa.
And I was like, so now I'm terrified for this whole train ride. And again, it stops, and it's just, you know, seven of us.
Right.
And it's all, you know, women, and people are scared. So you have no one to protect you, no one on your side.
Did you respond?
No, I just looked down, but I could see out of the corner of my eye, he was just sitting there.
Yeah.
It really is like a horror movie, because it's all these crazy, and I'm not trying to judge homeless people, but they're mentally unstable, most of these folks.
I don't think they'll hear it.
Yeah, probably not, but wow. Some people that will hear it will become homeless.
Oh, hopefully. What's worse, though, the shit guy or the mean guy?
I don't know. Well, the shit guy's bad, because like, it was like, I can think about it and throw up. It was really bad.
Oh, my God.
Because usually the stinky people, they're just having showered, so they have BO. This was like human feces.
Yeah, that's beyond a turtle. That's a turtle.
Yes, and the BO. Yeah, super turtle. It was a Galapagos, this
right,
thing.
Right, right. Those things live forever.
It was a Galapagos dump. So, anyways, I went to that one, finally got off. Then I didn't want to transfer because when it's a blizzard, the train's all fucked up.
It was a turd to us.
That's not bad.
All right. Maybe
like
better
it.
On paper.
Turtis.
Turtis.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, you just got to say it quicker.
Turtis.
I think that's pretty good.
I'll take it.
I like it. Don't take it. Leave it. Go to the next car.
I got
to
wipe it. I'll flush it.
Flush it.
Keep going.
And she didn't even flush. So then I didn't want to transfer, so I just take the W to Prince Street, and Slipper Room is way over in the Lower East.
Oh, that's a run.
Your old neck of the way. So it's a long walk, but I go, fuck it. And then I forget, the city's all nooks and crannies. It's like my teeth. So every corner has 6 inches of slush.
Oh, you're flossing.
So immediately I step in the slush like fucking Groundhog Day, and I'm knee deep in ice water immediately, and I'm going, what the fuck am I doing?
This
it's
city.
A free show.
Yeah.
I just had a Wednesday through Sunday.
At a condo.
Got home Monday.
Insomnia.
I'm leaving tomorrow for a Wednesday through Sunday. Why am I doing this? I should have just said, hey, man, I'm sorry. I scheduled my fucked up. I'm home for a day and a half. I have a wife. I'm gay, a herpes outbreak, and it's not money or anything. I'm just going to the show.
I think it's $20.
I didn't get $20.
Oh, shit.
So I plow through the snow, and I mean, it's snow. There's a lot of unplowed. Some of these businesses, they don't plow. That's what you should steal from these non-shoveling people.
All right, you're next, non-plow.
So I'm slipping and sliding, and then I'm bumping into, it's like Elaine with the urban sombrero, or whatever, the Himalayan walking shoe.
Uh-huh.
The faces look so strange and cold.
I heard a baby crying in the distance.
That's what I heard, and it was like these crazy people. So I got spooked. You know when you get spooked? Now everything's spooky.
I've been spooked my whole life.
So everything I go, I just hear like a shuffle. I go, and it's like an old lady with a cat bag, and it's Chinatown, and it's smells weird,
right,
and no offense, China, to people.
Oh, yeah.
My Chinaman friends out there.
Yes.
Dan Soder's calling. But anyway, so I finally get across town. I walk in, and I'm soaked, and I'm wet, and the show's packed, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Packed.
Must go on.
So Seth is on. Now it's 8:30, so I just trudge through. I got my backpack, my coat. I hate it. I'm wet. I get back there, and this moment I get back, I haven't even got my coat off. Seth goes, all right, we got to start the show. Did Joe make it? To his credit, he wanted to get me on, which is very, I appreciate.
He could have responded.
So he goes, did Joe make it? Is he here? And I go, I'm here. So I had to like rip the coat off, throw it down, and just walk out. He's barefoot. It's packed. I have no idea what happened. I'd like to get a little sense of the show. I don't know why he was barefoot. I still don't know.
Yeah.
There's a smoke machine, a fog machine, whatever it's called.
Barefoot. What is he, pregnant in the kitchen?
Nice. Jimmy Buffett. I don't know.
All right.
But so I go up. I had a great set. It was fun. And then I had to leave immediately because I wanted to get home to watch our programs. I only had one day home. I tried to get laid, the whole thing.
Sure.
But, boy, it was treacherous.
Was it worth it? I mean, sometimes you have these horrible excursions. Then you get on stage and you have a fun set. And you go, all right, I'm glad I did it.
Well, you always kind of feel that. I took a cab home
because
I didn't want to retrudge.
You treated.
And I was afraid of the train.
Sure.
It's a lot of kooks out there.
Oh, yeah.
So I took a train home. It was $35. Cost me $35. Soaked shoe, numb foot. But Seth's a great guy, and it was a great show, fun show. And he got me on that MSNBC thing, which was fun. I got an email from Norm MacDonald saying I was great on there, which was nice.
Ooh, that makes it all worth it, folks.
So then it was fun. So then I'm home for the next day. I leave for Tampa. I got Greg Stone come with me to feature. He's afraid to fly, so he's a nervous Nelly. I'm just generally nervous because my teeth are gay. So we're both freaking out and just going back and forth.
They're not straight.
We fly off to Tampa. We land in Orlando. We went to Orlando first. Do a bar show in Orlando. We had some fans there. Fun little bar show.
All right.
Made a cool $190, which was nice.
The clit in the bush?
The bill in the bush. The bowl in the bush.
Bull in the bush.
And that was fun. We had some fans come out. A hot, sexy woman was there who was a fan. And
who are these hot, sexy lady fans? I don't see them.
What do you mean? You're fucking them all the time. I think they used to.
I don't think they come out to see you.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe they like the crooked teeth.
Yeah, maybe they know I'm trouble.
Maybe, yeah. Well, you just haven't gone to the right cities, Chicago and Orlando.
Well,
and Tampa.
Going to the Dick in the Bush.
Well, the Dick in the Bush was fun. We had a great sets or whatever. Then we drive down to Tampa. We stop. It's just fun being in the car with a comic, you know?
Yeah.
Then Thursday, I got morning radio. I'm doing the Mike Calta show, who I love.
Love Calta.
We love him. He's a great guy, great show.
Staten Island born.
Yes. And really plugs the podcast, which is nice.
Ooh-wee.
So we go there. But before we go there, we got to go to the AM talk radio, 780, The Zone, or whatever the fuck it's called.
Sure.
And it's these two old conservative cranks.
I did that one. Ooga.
Yeah, they were cranks.
How'd you get started? What are you, gay?
Yeah, they're old timers and they're Trump folks, which not that there's anything wrong with that, blah, 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 blah. Fuck your mother.
I've shot a gun.
And so we go there, and I go, Greg, if you come with me, you know, maybe you can come with me, because I hate being in the car with the person.
Yes.
I hate the drive over there. It's 6:15.
You got the girl with the fucked up car?
Amelia.
Yeah.
Sweet as pie, though,
nice
by the way.
Nice gal.
Super sweet, super nice and fun, and big fan of ours, which was nice.
Uh-huh.
And so Greg's like, I'll come with you. I go, and then it's nice, too.
What a guy.
Well, he's doing me a favor by coming with me and supporting. But he also gets to be on Mike Calta's show, which is a big show.
Sure.
Big following. Good guy to know, you know. So I say, come along. And he goes, I got nothing to do. I'll come. So he comes. He takes the shit. We drive over there. We're having fun. Good conversation in the car. He's a little sleepy. Greg's not used to doing the morning radio.
Yeah.
You know? So
it's tough to be funny at 6 a.m.
It is. So we go to the old-timer show, the right-wing conservative AM talk.
Yikes.
And nobody tells these two guys that Greg's coming on. Mm-hmm. So he just comes in the studio and sits down. And so I'm just talking. They're going, so Joe, you did this. Joe, you said that. You came over here. You fucked your mother. And I go, yeah, it's crazy. And they go, what's the difference between L.A. and New York comics? And I go, well, Greg Stone is here. They're just ignoring him blatantly. So I go, Greg, why don't you take over? Greg, you answer this. And Greg's got one eye open, and he goes, well, you know, I don't know. New York, you do more spots. Gives the same old answer. New York, you do more spots in L.A., the movies.
Help him out. You threw him a stone.
And nobody responds. Everyone just sits there, and he goes, but anyways, you can see him try to go, I got to pick it up.
Yeah, yeah, good. Pick it up,
so
Greg.
He goes, anyways, these L.A. comics, I can fucking smell them.
Oh, he said F.
He said, I can fucking smell them. And then everyone goes, everyone jumps and screams.
Classic.
And you can see through the window, they're diving across the board and shuffling down and pulling things.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, this is 780 AM talk.
Ooh, WNBC.
And he didn't just say fuck. He said, I can fucking smell them.
What does that even mean?
Well, he's just trying to be funny, you know? You'd say like, those Nazis, I can smell them.
I guess.
Fucks, you know?
Hobos, I get it. But LA comics, I think they're showered.
Well, some of them aren't. But anyways, he said fucking on the air and everyone screamed. And I go, oh my God. And it was kind of a classic moment. They finally dumped it, I think. They got it. But the two guys were like, all right, well, that's it. And it's probably never going to have comedians on again. But
probably not. Well, thanks, Stone.
It was a beautiful moment. But anyways, then we went to Colton's show. And then that was fun. And we yucked it up and laughed. And that was a lot of fun.
If I know Stone-O, I imagine he felt pretty bad about that and apologized 800 times in the car.
Well, he felt bad, but he thought it was funny. I mean, we were laughing.
All right.
It was good fun. And then we went over to Side Splitters the whole week. Bunch of fans came out. One show, 8 o'clock Saturday, we had a whole table up front, and it was like a black guy, an Asian guy, and two gay guys, and they just loved their Big Tuesdays fan, very diverse table.
That's big for Florida.
They loved it. They were great, and one of the best shows I've done in a while.
It's a good club.
And Stone was just murdering.
Hey,
it was great.
Hey, all right.
Killing, and we got some good tapes, I think, out of it, and a lot of fun, a lot of laughs, 3 shows Saturday, the whole thing. Then we went down to the beach on Friday.
I saw Clear the photos.
Water. What a time. I was the only one in the ocean.
It was cold.
I'm a New Englander. So it's 72 degrees. So people were at the beach. St. Patrick's Day. Everyone's drinking. Some real hot bods there. Some real not hot bods there. And then I'm like, I got to go in the ocean. It heals. I got the herpes outbreak.
Oh, yes.
That'll solve that better than some $6 pill, you fucks.
Cheaper than Val.
So I went right out there, dipped, and I'm floating around. And I got the whole ocean to myself. The whole Gulf. I'm the only one in there.
You're going to need an ocean of calamine lotion.
I'm not familiar. Does that help herpes?
Yeah, calamine lotion.
Really?
It helps everything. It's like aloe.
Oh, all right. I got to put it in my teeth. I got to eat a bottle.
Get a few. Right. Guzzle that shit.
But anyways, went to the beach. That was fun. Great fun. And Greg's just a good friend and a great a killer. He's a guy you can take to war. You put him in any situation, he's going to get it done.
Love Greg. Low maintenance. He's a tank.
Yeah, he's really fun and funny. And just the poor guy had to listen to me talk about my teeth 100% of the weekend. I feel guilty. I'm a burden. This is what I got to go to therapy for, one of the things. I'm just a burden. I can't stop thinking about it and talking about it.
Right. Well, it's a problem.
It's a problem. I can't get my head, I can't compartmentalize. I get obsessive thoughts and it never stops. And then as soon as I get the teeth fixed, it goes right on to something else.
Right.
And,
hey, you're making me, I gotta take care of my teeth better. At home, folks, start flossing, start brushing. I sometimes brush once a day. I got to get back in it.
Well, more important than that, you got to go to the dentist. I mean, that's the main thing. You go to the dentist every 6 months, and they clean it, and they tell you. And then they go, hey, you got a cavity. Because cavity, once it hurts, you've gone too far.
Yeah.
Cavities don't really hurt. That's why I'm terrified.
Right.
So we got to wrap up here, obviously. But send me some encouragement. I want to kill myself. I need some I love yous or something.
Yeah, you look great. You smell great. You don't fucking smell.
Well,
like an LA comic.
Oh, right.
I want to say a shout out to Donnie. This person sent us a nice card and was at the show in Dayton. So thank you, Donnie. You're a good egg.
Appreciate it, Donnie.
I believe it's a woman, but Donnie.
Is it Donni?
Yes.
That's a woman.
There it is. Thank you, lady. Good egg. I gotta say, South By was so great, but I had that moment, and you probably know this as an alcoholic, where I drank for 4 days straight, like hardcore boozing. You know those hangovers where you wake up and you go, what am I doing? You're in your hotel room, every shade is drawn, you're like hunching around everywhere, you're just trying to drink out of the sink, and you're shitting water, brutal. And then you kind of like get it together a little bit, you go outside, your anxiety's through the roof, you're sweating, and then the next night you're like, all right, I'll drink to get over that. And that's when I got sick. I had the worst hangover ever.
It's not a good feeling.
I just brought that up. But, brutal.
Well.
So I'm off the sauce for a while, is what I'm saying.
Good for you. Me too.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. I'm rethinking the whole thing.
Well, don't do it.
April 1st. This is not an April Fool's joke, everybody. Big comedy festival happening in Washington, D.C., the Underground Comedy Festival. Sean Joyce put the whole thing together. I'll be at the Black Cat. 10 p.m. April 1st with Carmen Lynch and Phil Hanley. How good is that show, folks? Not gonna want to miss it. I'll be missing teeth, possibly, but come out to that. And then April 6th, I'm doing some crazy fundraiser. That's my birthday at in Boston. It's for ALS.
Oh,
ending
fun.
ALS. It's a big benefit. And speaking of benefits, don't forget April 11th. Tickets are available,
yes,
folks.
Yes, yes.
April 11th at the Village Underground. It's a comedy for Mackenzie. We got Colin Quinn. We got Nick DiPaolo. We got Robert Kelly. We got Mark Norman for a great cause. Come out. Go to ComedyCellar.com. Make your reservation. Fucking be at that show. The week after that, April 19th through the 23rd, come out to the Funny Bone in St. Louis. I love that club. I know there's some Tuesdays in the area. Make the trek down. Bring those Chipotles. We love them. Really appreciate it. Comedy Castle, May 11th through the 13th. Check out my website, ComedianJoeList.com.
There it is. Get out there, folks. We'll see you on the 11th. We'll see you on the 4th. I'm all over the road here. See you in Vermont, hopefully, next week. Actually, this week. Then Easter week, I'm taking off. Then I'm in Denver. That's a great club, one of the best clubs in the country. I need you to come out. Funny Bone in Hartford, redoing that date. Columbus Funny Bone. Then my special comes out May 12th. Lord knows we need you to watch that, folks. Comment, rate, and call me a gay. Then I'm in Vegas for the Crapshoot Comedy Fest. Laugh Out Loud in San Antonio. Beantown. Laugh Boss in Omaha, Nebraska, which I hear is a great city. Then I'm in Norfolk, sorry, unfortunately. And, yeah, a lot of fun stuff. Liberty Township, Ohio. Funny Bone. Hit the website, marknormancomedy.com. Follow us on Twitter. Yell at Chipotle. We're going there right now. And be nice to each other. Suck your own dicks. And praise Allah.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Aha! Uh-huh.